Cyclones Director of Public Relations Everett Fitzhugh proudly holds up a pair of Kevlar socks.
This goes up and down your entire length of your calf, and it's made of Kevlar, which is slice proof. So if you are on the ice and a skate happens to come up and maybe goes through your sock or maybe goes through your skate, you're wearing these under your actual game socks. These will protect your ankle, your calf, your tendons from getting sliced, which I know sounds a little bit kind of, you know, but It really has gone a long way in helping a lot of guys. This used to be a big problem. Guys would get nicks and cuts, but this does do a lot to help players protect their legs.
Hockey players have used Kevlar socks for a few years now, and forward Kenny Ryan is a big fan.
I had a buddy who took a skate, cut his Achilles, and wasn't ever able to play again. I think those are kind of starting to become a league-wide thing. A lot of teams are, you know, spend the extra dollars to get that, which I think is very important.
At September's World Cup of Hockey, players, coaches, and fans got a look at referee cams and new graphics and stats thanks to tracking chips. Sports Illustrated reports the ref cams captured everything, including such memorable moments like Connor McDavid delivering a precision assist to Austin Matthews. The new tracking technology from Sport Vision is embedded inside the pucks and the back of player jerseys. Infrared cameras at Air Canada Centre in Toronto help people see movement by the puck and players. Coaches are interested in the large amount of data that cameras and tracking chips can generate, including puck trajectory, player ice time, shot direction, and distance traveled. There are still kinks to be worked out. Cameras weren't seeing the infrared tags of players in the penalty box and still counted their ice time while they were sitting there. Back in Cincinnati, Cyclones player Ryan tries to keep track of all the technology.
I mean, it's just like anything else. They keep trying to improve, find newer, better, faster for players and for safety too, which I think is very important.
He says little things help too, like pop-out blades. It used to be you'd have to take your whole skate off to change the blades. Coach Matt McDonald pays attention to the material.
Like your elbow pads, there used to be a big hard plastic piece on it. Now it's a little bit softer, it's more of a rubber flex just because of injuries. So a lot of equipment has changed in order to try to protect against injuries, because it was so hard before and the game's gotten so much faster, so much more physical, guys are in better shape, that even helmets have concussion proofing, kind of like the NFL to an extent, to try to eliminate any kind of serious head issues.
Cyclones players now wear shot blockers to protect their feet.
I've had a couple instances where I probably would have broken my foot or a toe, but luckily I was wearing those protected. I think probably the next thing is to find a way to have a skate like that with the plastic built into it, so you don't have to wear two Velcro straps that you put over your skate. I'm sure somebody somewhere is trying to figure out how to do that, but I would like to see that. I think that would be something pretty cool.
And if you haven't noticed, goalies are now wearing tighter uniforms.
Everything's form-fitted now. There's regulations to the size of your pads, to the size of your jersey. Everything's regulated now, so nobody can get an advantage over anybody else. And they're going to continue to make tweaks and changes on things, because they found that the scoring in the game of hockey has gone down from where it was 20, 30 years ago, because the goalies have gotten so much bigger. So now they're trying to basically put the goalies in situations that they can't cheat to make themselves enormous, so that'll open up more holes on the net.
Equipment manager Chris Burke has seen the most advancement in helmets.
You got all the contact, the head, hitting each other, the head hitting the boards, and just the whiplash of the game and everything else like that. I mean, there's a lot of concussions that happen.
It's unclear if the Cyclones will ever use referee cams and tracking chips. Sport Vision CEO Hank Adams told Yahoo Sports to put all of this equipment in stadiums is expensive, so it comes down to how we're using the data, what the effects are going to be, and what the benefit will be to fans. Is it worth it? NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said after the World Cup, the league is ready to embrace new technology that isn't a gimmick, possibly referring to the glow puck, deemed a $2 million failure in the 1990s. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.